Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker, earn $14.50 per hour plus a $175 weekly bonus for some shifts. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
When I saw who's a better coach, Jim Harbaugh or Mark Stoops,
that was an upset.
My legs tingled for a second.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
This is Hell Sports Radio.
Yeah.
And James Strebel.
You see more women than I do.
I see a lot of women.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
And then somebody texted like at 9:30 this morning about Strebel. Man, I like Strebel, but from 5 to 6, he just becomes a beep. He also starts deflecting and bashing Louisville, whatever Kentucky has brought up, which is fun, but pretty weak. Dude said he was happy with where his program is. Texter was like, 9 wins is so cool. So Strebel just unloaded on Cards fan. Not very intellectual for a teacher.
Phil Baker on a Monday. All right, so it's a Monday. Boy, oh boy, it has been busy today. We have been swamped today. Chris Mack with the lengthy press conference there. The assistants getting to meet everybody there. Your boy Ross McMames.
Oh, Mames.
What up, Mame?
Mame. Oh, so I like him. Bleep off to you guys. I like him. Hey, I'm Andy Sweeney. Like I said, it's a Monday. It's The Take on ESPN 680, 105.7, ESPNLouisville.com, the ESPN Louisville app. Strebel will be here in short order. I'm sure Big Rig will be ready to go today. Mitch, we know you had a disastrous weekend. Are you okay, buddy? How you doing? How you doing, Mitch? You okay?
Yeah, we're doing all right. One of the busiest Mondays of summer radio I can remember. We got a lot going on. A lot happened the past hour.
Texter says, Andy sounds buzzed. Well, I ask about J.J. Traynor. What else was I going to ask about? Everything had been answered. Chris Mack, I thought, had a fine press conference there. I thought he showed how difficult it was to make, you know, the firings at the end of the year and everything else. So we will get into that. And then in the last, 3 to 4 minutes or so, Sevier Wheeler commits to Kentucky, and I got to be honest, I don't know where to pivot to first, Mitch. I mean, honestly, we have Chris Mack, and I don't know, we probably don't have clips yet, I would assume, right? The boys back there cutting Chris Mack up. So we have Chris Mack in any sort of instant reaction, such as he's never met L. Ellis in person. And I guess that makes sense now, thinking about the timeline. What was the other player that he mentioned that he had not met? He had met
Mike
Roosevelt.
James. Mike James.
He had met Mike James. He had not met Mike James. He had not met L. Ellis. And I guess I was kind of taken back by that. I ask about J.J. Traynor, since he seems to be the guy that everyone thinks is going to be a big-time player. He talked about the assistant coach moves and much more. So, hey, I mean, I thought it was fun. I like McMaines. Mitch, I feel like, is going to pivot here. I don't know why. We'll dive into that as we go. We could tell last week you were starting to pivot. I'm not sure why, Mitch. We'll dive into that. Because I thought McMaines was fine. I was like, he's boring. I think he looked like Coldplay lead singer Chris Martin and Neil Brennan from the Chappelle Show. I think, Mitch, you have any idea who those two guys are?
Chris Martin is.
Okay, if you put those two guys together, look up Neil Brennan. You don't know anything about the Chappelle Show,
No, not really.
So we will get into that. We have Mitch, who had a chance to win several $100 this weekend on a pick four around the Preakness on Saturday. He and our good buddy Louis Rabeau had a pick four. Again, Mitch is selling his possessions to feed his gambling habit. So instead of pocketing the money, they roll it over into a pick four. And there was a moment, Mitch, on Saturday at about 7 o'clock that I couldn't tell if I wanted to cry or laugh right in your face. I could not
that
tell.
That was a lie.
If I was happy,
that's
that
such
you
a lie.
Lost,
no, you're happy.
If I was sad you, no, that you lost.
You being sad is the biggest lie ever. You and Streamer were rejoicing the fact that me and Louis Rabeau lost money on the Preakness.
Oh, yeah. Louis Rabeau did not answer me back. I texted him back, Medina Spirit is a bum. And I didn't get anything back for like 2 days. So we will dive into that as your crappy gambling Mitch has taken down a really good gambler, a really good handicapper, and Louis Rabeau. And through all of this, and this is why today's crazy, Sevier Wheeler commits about 7 or 8 minutes ago. Sevier Wheeler commits to Kentucky. And, you know, I always forget because I don't watch a lot of things like, you know, Jeff Goodman. What is it on? What's the format? Is
Field
it
of 68.
No, is it Twitch that it's on?
No, it's like a Periscope.
Twitch. It's just Facebook Live or Twitter Live, is it not? I think that's all it is. You can see all of the mouth breathers who are responding in the comment section that, like, legit don't know apparently where this guy is going. They're like, you know, there's BBN, please go to Kentucky, please go to BBN. And then there's other ones saying, no, he's going to Kansas, he's got a Kansas shirt. I don't know. Mitch, did you watch any of that on your phone? Because we were trying to decide back here what to do.
Yeah.
Because, Chris Mack went, and it's fine, introducing everyone. It went more than an hour, and that's fine. That's good, that's great, whatever. But we thought we were going to have at least a few minutes of buffer there at the end to intro things and then get you Sevier Wheeler Live. Listen, we can go back if you want, Mitch. I think that archives automatically.
It does, but they're still talking right now.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. If we want to go back and listen to a little bit of that as Wheeler commits, and obviously that was not a shock at all. Everyone knew that was coming, and we knew what? I mean, we knew the last week and a
right.
half for sure. We've been doing shows for what? A week and a half at least? 7-8 shows? Knowing that Sevier Wheeler locked in, going to go to Kentucky next year. Go ahead.
Maybe when they archive it, I can find it. But after he made his commitment, we were like, yeah, man, I'm just so excited to get on the court with like Ty Washington, Kellen Grady, CJ Frederick, and Dante Allen. And I go, Dante Allen? I was like,
Well, what do you mean? He knows Dante Allen from like AAU or high school or something like that. They played against each other in the SEC last year. Did Dante Allen play in that terrible, terrible game?
I'm sure he did.
That 63-62 monstrosity.
They're showing Kentucky's projected lineup right now. Wheeler, Ty, Kellen Grady, Keon Brooks, Shibwe.
There you go. Pick up your headset, Big Rig. It's on the floor. He's got his black and red till he's dead. He's got his jeans on today. Boy, they're mailing it in. You were texting all day today. Really
not
mailing
all day.
It in. Look at you.
Not all day.
Did you listen to that Chris Mack press conference?
I did listen to
you listened about all
about
of
95% of it, except for when I was getting in and out of the van.
Texas
so, yeah.
says Sweeney got on both knees for Mack.
Wow. They're coming in hot. You asked normal questions. They weren't suck-up questions. They were normal questions.
Texas says Cerebral Wheeler's 5'8", LOL.
Yeah, he is. He's also the assist leader in the SEC, almost averaged a double-double, and looking pretty damn good.
No one cares about Sevier Wheeler.
I care.
No, you don't. You don't like Sevier Wheeler. That's my opinion today, that no one really has an opinion on Sevier Wheeler.
I think you're way off. I think Kentucky fans are excited about this.
Oh, I don't know.
I think they're really excited.
I thought Kentucky fans were crapping on him.
No, they're not. They're just excited about him. They don't think he'll be the starter, but they think he'll be a nice piece to what Cal's trying to do.
According to Field 68, he's got him in the starting lineup.
Yeah, Jeff Goodman has him a starter. You think Sevier Wheeler is going to Kentucky to play off the bench? What world are you living in?
Yeah.
You're wrong. And Ty Washington, that's your backcourt, Big Rig.
Okay, that's fine with me. I'm good with it.
Are you good with it?
I'm absolutely good with it, yeah.
So you need a Georgia 5'8 guard to be a starter to get you back to the championship?
No.
Okay.
No, we have 5-star players. We've got badass transfers.
We got one 5-star player. Or is Damian Collins a 5-star?
Yes.
He is, okay. Yeah.
He's a top 15 player.
He was seen with a lot of money, too, this weekend.
Yeah,
he was.
He's balling. That's what ballers do.
Texas says Jerry Eves wanted to ask why Jerry Eves wasn't hired.
I don't think so. Oh, the questions were good.
Texas says, Sweeney, did you drink beers before the presser? No, I'm just sitting here.
Yeah, he is.
Just sitting here.
There are no beer bottles or cans.
I have my notes.
He's got some water.
The show sheets. So, I mean, yeah. What are we talking here? What's everyone taking a run at me for?
What did I do?
Just ask about J.J. Trainer.
Yeah, you sounded normal.
I mean, Rummage literally will wash J.J. Trainer's. Well, Rummage doesn't have any hair, though, does he?
No, he doesn't. He's
mostly
bald.
Yeah.
He uses Tennessee shirt to dry them.
He was wearing Louisville stuff for the first time in a while.
Really?
It's been a lot of Tennessee stuff.
He's been pumped about this press conference today.
This McMaines guy, yeah.
He's got him rejuvenated.
Well, it is shocking all the people that didn't think that Chris Mack needed to have a conversation or enjoying him having the conversation.
Yeah, he spoke
That's interesting
for
how that happened.
Over 30 minutes. I mean, he gave a lot of information. He won the press conference.
I was talking with Cree in the back because he opened up with Mac.
He's still there?
Yeah. Oh, he's helping us cut Mac's sound. We'll have it.
Oh.
We'll have it here soon.
Tell him no dead air, no at the beginning of clips.
Yeah. Mac opened up the press conference, introducing all the new hires, and then they went to the hires. And I was telling Cree, how funny would it be if like Chris Mack didn't come back?
Oh, that'd be great.
Like, they just ended with McMaines. They're like, all right, that's today's press conference.
Thanks,
just
everybody.
Left everyone hanging.
Dieter would have, like, shot off to the moon.
And then, I wish that would have happened. And then today, we also got, and I don't know if you've seen this, I know Mitch has been very excited.
Yeah.
Louisville football has released a new video.
Oh, I watched it.
And you're not, I mean, and here's the thing, Mitch, we may have to go back and find other sound. But the amount of love this little video was given by Diener, your boy Issel had words about it. I cannot wait. And there's Kyle Guy missing the tomahawk dunk and then falling over.
He's on the ground. What a bum. Oh, my God. Most fraudulent champions ever.
In the history
of college basketball is that bum. This guy can't play basketball. Yeah. Well, get him out of here. Grow the ponytail back. Do something. Get out of here.
Okay, so what happened? If people don't know, Kyle Guy, who played for Virginia, went for a windmill breakaway. Dominique Hawkins.
Down like 26.
Yeah, down 26, and he missed it. And he's going to be clowned.
They've replayed this like 15 times in a row here on The Jump. That's great. I mean, send that to Locke.
Texas says, duh, hires.
It's starting early.
Texas says, all the new hires. How was your weekend, Big Red?
It was good. It was
everything good?
Yeah, everything's good.
Everything good in the Strebel household?
I was at Cluckers watching the race, watching the Preakness.
The Preakness on Saturday.
And a single tear fell into my beer.
Mitch
lost.
We need to dive into it a little bit more here as we go.
Yeah.
But Mitch doesn't understand.
Hold on.
Strebel and I.
That was a lie.
From Strebel.
We texted privately.
You guys aren't sad. Quit pretending like you're sad. You're not sad.
About you. We are worried about you. We are legit worried about you.
We had one-on-one text, but Gorn's like, we were saying, I legit feel bad for Mitch. Like, I'm sad.
That was a lie.
I'm just going to keep hitting the sounder. I promise. I'll screenshot the text and I'll send them to you. It's true. We were like, some of it was funny. Don't get me wrong. I thought you had it. I was like, he's got it. And then here comes this. I can't even tell you the name of the horse that won. I can't remember.
Rombauer.
That's no. Your horse was second and Medina Spirit was third. That's all I know.
That's all you need to know. I don't tell Rumbauer ever again.
The horses we had finished second, third, and fourth, I'm pretty sure. Actually, concert tour. I don't know what happened with concert tour. We'll get into it later.
Man, I look down at my iPad, and there's six text messages for Mitch.
He's just firing away.
Mitch is just, while we're doing radio, we're having a conversation about whether we feel bad or not that he missed his pick four.
Yeah.
I mean, he's just peppering us with Anna Turillo, John Hale. I don't know who else.
Wow.
Biggest
who else
Biscuit.
Is in there? Biscuit.
I got something for Biggest Biscuit, too.
Oh, what'd he do?
We're going to see how much of a coward Biggest Biscuit is tomorrow morning on with Diener. Diener didn't know what a tomahawk steak was. Diener and Process didn't know what a tomahawk steak.
They didn't know what a tomahawk steak.
They didn't know what a tomahawk steak was, and so I text Biscuit that, so he knows of that.
Okay,
I bet he won't say anything.
He won't say anything.
I call your boys out.
I mean, Diener, Diener seems like a guy that's been in a swanky steakhouse and has probably had a tomahawk steak before, at least been across the table from someone that's eating a tomahawk steak. You know, I'm surprised. Process, I'm not too surprised by. Diener, I'm surprised that he's not heard of what that is.
Texas says, no one cares about Wheeler besides Jack Pilgrim.
Okay, that's fine.
Well, I guess, Mitch, we need to take a break, right? Because we are so far behind. I mean, Mac won 1 hour and 7 minutes. Let's take a quick break. On the other end, the severe Wheeler reaction, and then a couple different reactions I had from Chris Mack's press conference. Okay. So we'll do all of that. We got you until 6 o'clock here on ESPN 680.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
These chesty Louisville fans, they get one win. They didn't even make the tournament. They didn't. That's the saddest thing about these chesty Louisville tweets. Like they made the tournament, made a run. Like, they went to the Final Four. Did that happen, or did I black out?
And James Strebel.
My mistake. I forgot Chris back on the ladder. Someone send me a picture of that. I didn't see it.
On the
Do you
ladder.
Have a video? They have a video of Chris Mack on the ladder cutting the net down and waving at everybody. Hi. No, y'all are sitting at home like me watching other people do it. Shut up.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Okay, so we're back on a Monday, and this is what, Rage Against the Machine, this song.
Yeah.
Bitch, kill this song. Kill this song. It's not a good intro. It takes too damn long to get to the hook.
Right, it
does. It takes too long to get to the hook.
Great song.
Yeah, it's fine. Strebel and I are just sitting here, though, looking at each other while we wait 30 seconds for the hook to finally hit. So get that one out of here.
Put on the do not playlist.
It's a Monday. It's ESPN 680-1057. I feel more settled now. Andy Sweeney, James Strebel, Mitchell Hannigan hanging out with you. Mitch sold his Nintendo Wii to Louis Rabeau. Louis Rabeau decided to trick him into making a bet, and Mitch now has nothing. We will dive into that as we go, and our guy Mike Griffith is going to join us in about 20, 25 minutes or so.
All right. I like Mike Griffith.
Who's Mike Griffith?
Okay, Georgia. He's from Georgia. The Georgia guy that we like.
That was the fear in his eyes.
Dan, I hope
the fear in his eyes right there. That's it. Is
I remember talking. He's got a great voice. He's very energetic. He's very funny. I was like, Mike Griffith.
He just rips everybody.
He rips everybody. Yes. So Mike Griffith. Yes. Great guest.
Texas says, does Jamie have a 6-inch tomahawk steak? Yes. How many meals would a tomahawk steak make for Locke? Oh, a ton.
A week.
Yeah.
You got a week worth of meals in that one.
Texas says Wheeler's the next John Stockton. Okay, well, here's the problem that we have here during the break.
Yeah.
Mitch wants to be snarky.
Yeah, he does.
About Severe Wheeler. Oh, kissing the bleep of Chris Hatfield. Oh, is he going to be compared to Tyler Ulis? Yes, of course. He's going to be compared to any short guard in Kentucky history. It's probably going to be Gershon. It's probably going to be Justin Rowland.
Right.
It's probably going to be Pilgrim or Nick Roush. We all know it's going to happen.
Yeah.
It's probably going to be your boy Jason Markham out of Sea of Blue.
I know. My guy Jason.
He's infectious with his excitement.
He's
like,
gushing.
Oh, my God.
He's gushing.
A 5'8 guard who can't shoot from Tom Crean is making you guys moist. It's disgusting.
Hey,
and you're part of it.
I am.
Swear, Mitch, am I wrong? He didn't like this guy 2 weeks ago.
I did.
You think Severe Wheeler is just going to come off the bench and play 12 minutes a game? That ain't going to happen, bro.
What? No,
that
what
ain't
he
happening,
brings
Big
Kentucky
Rig.
Is exactly what they need.
Ugh,
it's exactly what they need. He can get to the paint. No one on the team last year
paint
outside
touches.
Of Davion, he got
paint touches.
And you surround him with playmakers. I mean, there's a no. So you're telling me adding the assist leader in the SEC is bad? Almost double digit assists. That's a bad thing.
You tell me what happened with you in the last few weeks.
I liked him from the beginning.
I don't think you did.
I did too.
You like Ty Washington,
and anyway, I like Severe Wheeler.
We'll get to that. Because Mitch wants to take a shot.
Yeah.
like at 2:15 when Ross McMaines was talking.
McMaines.
Yeah, McMaine.
Yeah.
I haven't seen all day this love for McMaine.
No.
I mean, the adulation for a guy that no one knows anything about in New Zealand.
Right.
Okay? Now, Mitch doesn't share that, but his fan base does.
Yeah, Mitch has been skeptical of McMaines. He's been very skeptical of McMaines. But
but he can't make fun of Wheeler fans when his own fan base is celebrating an offensive genius, a guru, a man made of analytics.
He's so good, he's in New
Ross
Zealand.
Ross McMaines. So suck on that, Mitch.
Yeah, he wants to, who are they comparing Xavier Wheeler to? And it's like, his offense is so groundbreaking, and it's so infectious, and it's this great offense. It's in New Zealand. I mean, if it was that good, he'd have been snatched up before.
Boy,
now, right?
You just went to the easiest take.
It's the take to have. McMaines is so good. That offense is so, I mean, if Jeff Van Gundy is telling you about it, you got to listen.
No, Jeff Van Gundy saved Louisville basketball.
Yeah.
Let's just sit on that for a second. You can save that.
Save that for the mixtape.
Jeff Van Gundy saved Louisville basketball.
Put it up. Did Jeff Van Gundy save Louisville basketball?
I mean, between Zoom calls with the Miller brothers and Jeff Van Gundy,
I heard that. When Chris Mack's like, we did X's and O's with Archie and Sean, I winced. I go, ooh. Ooh. Really? I just sat there and watched the faces of Tim Sullivan and Jerry Eves. That's all that I wanted to do.
Well, that's all you should have wanted
to do. It's the only thing I wanted to do.
it was
beautiful.
Who looked the most excited to talk to McMaines?
Oh, man. Well, I mean, Jody threw the phone. But besides him, I don't know. No one had their cameras on.
That's sad.
That's the biggest difference. No one in the Louisville media, not many keep their cameras on the entire time. In the Lexington media, you best damn believe Johnny Wong and
Larry Vaught.
They're keeping their camera on as long as they can.
Larry Vaught in the bed. You got John Wong in his curio cabinet behind
again,
him.
Vaught apparently did a Zoom from his bed. That's what Cerebral means there. Yeah. People don't remember that. 9 months ago, when you say Larry Vaught in the bed, and then you just pivot to the neck to John Hale and John Clay.
Yes, yes, but that was a great moment in Zoom history.
Oh,
Larry Vaught's bed.
Put this up. Are we going to compare Xavier Wheeler and Tyler Ulis? Also put that up.
Yes.
Do we want to hear a little bit of this with Jeff Goodman or Jeff Gordon, the Rainbow Warrior?
Yeah.
Okay.
He races cars and he does college basketball. He's very.
By the way, speaking of racing cars, your boy Patty Ice is going to the Indy 500 this year.
Oh, is he really?
Yeah. How about that?
That was a big deal for him. I know he was up there
last year too.
Was he?
Or no, he was up there this past weekend too up there.
Oh, okay. I know he's more of an NASCAR than open wheel racing guy,
but
it's still
it's the Indy 500.
Exactly. It's great.
That's his wheelhouse.
You ever seen the troughs that they have there? Like the bathroom troughs?
Those are my worst
nightmares. Troughs, but I've been on the track.
They have those at Wrigley Field.
The troughs.
Oh,
you know
we had them in grade school. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, troughs in grade school?
What kind of animal are you?
Yeah, when I was a kid, they had the urinal.
Did you go to school on a farm?
No, I didn't, but for some reason.
even my crappy elementary school in Coweta County had that normal bathroom.
That's South End for you.
That's South End Louisville, baby. Yeah, we had the trough, and so we used to.
Really? You're only a couple years older than I am.
Yeah,
there's
a hole in the wall, and like we all tried to like pee in the hole. It's like, you know.
I don't think that's what.
As a kid.
I don't think that.
Well, you know, it's a contest.
Where do you want? How do I save that, Mitch?
I don't know. I just wrote down three. I just wrote down 336.
How do we pivot to anything else?
I don't know. You want to hear from Xavier Wheeler?
Yeah.
Yes.
I listened to Max, so I didn't get to hear you.
All right. Yes. Yeah. Let's go.
Of every program, I'm going to go ahead and commit to the University of Kentucky and play under Coach Cal.
All right. So Kentucky over Kansas, over Oklahoma State, over LSU. What was the biggest difference of your? Why did you choose Lexington, Coach Cal, Kentucky?
I think the biggest difference for me is being able to play in that opportunity to play in the NCAA tournament. Not only play for the NCAA tournament, but have a roster that is set up to win a national championship. You got guys who are experienced. We got guys on that roster with length, with athleticism, and most of all, I'm looking forward to playing space to floor. and shoot it with CJ, with Kellen, Dante Allen, and with Ty Washington coming in. So, I mean, that's a point guard's dream to be able to play with guys of that talent, guys who are athletic, who play a fast game and play under a prestigious and amazing coaching staff what Coach Cal has with those guys over there.
So, Samir, that's the biggest question a lot of people would have, right? They just got Ty Washington, a top 10-ish freshman coming in, point guard. What did Cal say to you about maybe how you guys could play together or what your role will be?
Yeah. I think the biggest thing that people kind of forget is that Coach Cal almost kind of guard offense. You know, he had the John Wall and Eric Bledsoe, the Derrick Rose and Chris Douglas Roberts. He had Jamal Murray, who plays point guard in the NBA with Tyler Ulis. He had Fox and Malik Monk. He had Isaiah Briscoe with Tyler Ulis and Jamal Murray as well. He had Shea and Kwade. These are guys who are all point guards and who all had success there. Even last year or 2 years ago's team with Maxie, Quickly, and Hagans. So Coach Cal he's always been straight up with me as far as like who he's recruiting, how would I fit. Ultimately, he wants to get back to winning, and winning is a big thing for me as well. And I know we're gonna play fast. We're gonna have excited. You know, we have experience, we have toughness, we have size, we have athleticism, and it's gonna be super fun this year to be able to play under Coach Cal and get to the campus and meet all those guys and build Quickly.
There you go. I don't know if you want me to keep going or not.
No, I'm just looking at how happy Strebel is right now.
Yeah.
Look at him.
I am happy.
Look at you.
That's
you're so happy right now. Could you be happier? We'll give you Jane Hardy.
Jane Hardy would make me happier.
That would make you happier. But you're smiling.
I am smiling.
I feel like you feel content for the first time. I feel like everyone around here is happy now.
Yes.
And I don't like it. Do you understand that?
I'm not happy.
Something's going to happen. Mitch, you're not. But, Mitch, we know.
We know you're
not
happy.
We understand how much of a buzzkill you are.
Yeah.
But besides you, everyone's happy.
Yeah.
Everyone loves Mac now.
Yep, he's
okay?
back. Mac is back.
Diener's going to love him. By the way, Blankenbaker was not on the press conference.
He wasn't. He told us today via text that he might be able to be on there.
He wasn't on it.
I had some questions for him that I wanted to ask.
And
he's like, oh, Streetball wants me to ask questions.
Yeah.
So he's not going to do it.
The Louisville video came out for the football.
We'll get to that.
Sevier Wheeler commits.
Yeah.
Kentucky's roster looks like it's done unless the Keon Brooks situation. And that's it. Everyone but Mitch is happy.
Everybody.
They love McMaines.
Yep.
They love Mac. They love
Wheeler.
Cal has figured out the transfer portal.
Washington.
His first time. Yeah, everyone's feeling good about themselves right now.
Look
at you guys.
I tell you what, the rosters, Mac obviously left the door open for another addition. Doesn't look like that addition is going to happen today.
No. Well, no. Well, the Katie Johnson.
Katie Johnson news. Yes, yes.
Yeah, he's supposedly going to Auburn.
Auburn,
yes. The Crystal Balls.
Yes.
How about that? If you're Tom Crean.
What a kick in the, you know what.
Well, they leave and they go to
they
SEC.
Go to SEC.
I mean, you're going to, yeah. Yeah, Sevier Wheeler goes to Kentucky and John Calipari.
To your friend Johnny.
And then there's your boy, Katie Johnson. Going to the evil Bruce Pearl.
Yeah, it's perfect. Tom Crean sitting in hell.
There's no way Tom Crean and Bruce Pearl can be friends, right?
No. Oh, no. I don't think there's anybody that's friends with Bruce Pearl in the
SEC. Well, I don't think there's anyone that's friends with Crean.
Cal. That may have cooled off, though. Because,
we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see going forward. I don't know if he's calling him Tommy like he used to.
Texas says that's not what the whole...
It was in the wall, and I'm just gonna stop. I can't save it anymore. I can only make it worse. That's all I'm gonna do. I'll just make it worse by saying other things. I'll just stop.
Oh, I know what
there's a big difference. Never mind. I'll stop. I gotta stop. I gotta stop. It's a hole in the wall. That's it.
If Mitch cuts that, this is what's going to be used on the new lineup promo that Jack Grossman cuts. It's going to be all serious sports radio.
And then
it's just going to be Strebel saying that.
Yeah.
Mitch, the urinal trough, you were talking about how much you feared that. Would you like to say that on the radio for everybody? Because I would agree with you.
Oh, yeah. They're like my worst nightmare. Like when I go to games, like when the Cardinals play the Cubs, I go to Wrigley Field.
Oh, yeah.
They have the troughs, and it's just like...
awful.
It's awful. I'd rather pee on the ground. If I'm being honest, I'd rather just find a corner and pee in the corner instead of me and 15 other dudes peeing in the same tub.
No, I'm with you, man. It's one of the things about Wrigley Field that's just, ugh. Like, I don't get the whole Wrigley Field thing. I get Wrigleyville. That place is cool.
Wrigley Field's just an example. But they
still have troughs there. It's like, what kind of Major League Baseball
program are you
program
sure? They updated a couple years ago.
I was there. Last time I saw a game at Wrigley Field was about 3 years ago. 3-4 years ago, and they still had the troughs.
Did they really?
They did. Yes. I was there. Yep. So I don't know between that and then if they changed it, but I remember going in there and seeing it. Hey, go Cubbies! And then everybody whizzing in the trough together.
Texas says, did Diener completely skip the press conference? Texas says, yep, your situation is taking over the text line. Texas says, Wheeler said Georgia had no talent.
Talent enough to be Kentucky.
Texas says, Strebel had a post on KSR this past Saturday stating that Orlando Antigua was meeting with Jaden Hardy.
I did not. That's a lie. I know who this guy is. He's one of our Twitter followers. I did not. Nothing.
Texas says Shocker Mopey Mitch isn't happy today. Well, I want to dive into at some point here why Mitch isn't happy. Do you want to? We're going to do this in the 4 o'clock hour, Mitch, but why won't you? I like this McMaines guy.
He didn't seem too bad.
Yeah, we'll play some sound coming up in the 4 and 5 o'clock hour. I'm willing to roll with this guy, not knowing anything about him. I'm not overrating him or underrating him. I'm not giving you a strong opinion. I just don't understand why you'd be so frustrated with him.
I mean, you kind of stole my take. He's being sold. I mean, I gave you guys this take through text message. He's Louisville's Liam Cohen. Everyone's touting him to be this huge offensive guru, and Liam Cohen was the quarterback's coach for the Rams, and when Liam Cohen got hired, everyone's like, look, it's the similar, Rams have one of the best offenses in the NFL. Okay, yes, that's true, but how much does that have to do with Liam Cohen?
It has to do with who he's learning the offense through. It's an NFL staff. It's a big difference.
Strebel doesn't like your analogy.
It's a big difference. He's on an NFL staff,
and so all I hear
played in a Super Bowl.
All I hear about Ross. New Zealand. All I hear is about Ross McMahon is he
McMahon
is New Zealand's offense was so incredible. Okay, apparently you had to hear from Jeff Van Gundy to find that out because I did not know that and. He developed all these superstar NBA talents like Klay Thompson and Miles Turner and all these guys. I'm like, okay, how involved was he in with that? Like, how much credit does Ross McMahon get for that?
That's a great question. I'm just going by where the two guys were in their last jobs. And look, Chris McMahon he wanted to pivot somewhere and go off the beaten path. Maybe he didn't want to go through the normal coaching tree channels, and he decided to take a shot.
We weren't going to know this guy.
No.
No matter what,
no,
Mitch.
We didn't. UK fans didn't know who Liam Cohen was before they hired him. He was an unknown.
Both of you are right. It is being sold very similar.
They are.
Liam Cohen and McMahon are being sold in a very similar manner. What I would say the big difference is what Strebel brought up. There is no denying that NFL, whatever.
Well, it just makes McMahon's look worse.
I think with Kentucky, there is a systematic, like Kentucky football, they needed a complete makeover.
Overhaul.
I don't feel like Chris Mack's offense needed to do a makeover. That doesn't mean I'm letting them off the hook from last year. Mm-hmm. Now, I just think their team wasn't good enough, which was Chris Mack's fault. You know, Carly Jones and David Johnson playing 40 minutes, not getting the best maybe out of David Johnson. Those are all criticisms, and they are fair criticisms for the most part. But I don't feel like Mack's bringing anybody in for a complete makeover. I feel like Kentucky must be a complete makeover.
I agree with that.
I mean, Kentucky football went from literally not being able, like, it would be like if you said, Louisville basketball last year couldn't make a three. And you said, well, what'd they shoot? No, They shot 0%. They went 0-for-15 every game. That was Kentucky throwing the ball.
Yeah.
They were literally that on offense.
They were that
so
bad.
They were in a dire situation to where you like Stoops, but I can't buy into Stoops 100% if you're going to be this glaringly bad and pathetic, you know, and not having quarterbacks and those other things.
Yeah.
I think there is potentially heavy tinkering with Chris Mack and company, but I don't think it's throw out everything. Again, last year, I'm not letting that. That's not me letting Mack off the hook. There is no doubt about it that last year is a team that has to make the tournament. That's a team that could have done something, win a game or two. You know, win a game, give life to the program in some sort of a way. But I mean, I just don't know anything about the guy.
Right.
Other than what's been said. So I guess we'll see. I'm very vanilla on my guy McMaines.
I think you're right. There's a sense of desperation for Mark Stoops, whereas if this goes really bad again this year with the offense not being able to produce, then you might be talking about, you know, having to find another place for Mark Stoops, like coaching for his job. But he made the move. Now with Mack, I didn't feel bad at all. I didn't feel desperation. I was honestly shocked, as I think everybody was, when Murray and Gaudio were let go. I think, but Mack realized he needed to give something a boost in his offense, and he pushed back a little bit when they talk about pace. He's like, look, I think our pace was okay for the most part. Offense was okay. We're not throwing everything out, rechanging. We're going to inject something into it, like a little steroid.
What are you going to inject into
Look at you. Little steroid.
What kind of injecting
into the
are you doing over there?
No
injecting.
But yeah, it's not an overhaul. It's just a little, you know, a tweak, as Cal would say.
Let's take a break. 437-9680. I almost said Ross McMaines is going to join us.
No,
next.
Great.
Quick break. Mike Griffith, what the hell's happening to Georgia? We'll talk to him.
Bet River Sportsbook has supercharged its iOS app. Download the update today from the Apple App Store and see the difference for yourself. Must be 21 or over to play. Playable only in Indiana. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-9-WITH-IT.